like, did you imagine having like a wedding, or like what were your thoughts around it?
I didn't.
I never thought I was going to get married.
I never thought I was going to get married.
I never thought.
Amit Patel and Martin Fulton met in 2010 through a mutual friend on Facebook. Martin was finishing up his undergraduate degree at the University of Michigan at the time. Amit was in medical school in New York. Facebook messages soon turned to texts, and then phone calls and daily Skype sessions. Eventually, Martin made the trip out to New York so they could meet in person.
We talked for a while and Skyped for a long time because I wanted to make sure he wasn't a killer before I committed to coming to New York.
Fast forward to 2019. I'm sitting with Martin and Amit a few months after their wedding. Their interracial, interreligious, same-sex wedding that filled the streets of New York City. I want to know, how did you pull it off?
I take you as my husband today.
If you absolutely love our two grooms here, make some noise right now, please.
We knew kind of going in that visibility was super important because when I was growing up and when he was growing up, there wasn't anybody else to look to that were not only proud of who they were and out and comfortable with who they were, but had their families around them.
And I particularly had not in the South Asian community seen such integration that was so seamless between different cultures, between different religions. It will be emotional, you know, there'll be ups and downs, but it can be easy and have a good, happy outcome.
And it took them a while to get there. The wedding was 8 years in the making, and not every part of the journey was smooth sailing.
I came out, I'm 40 now. I came out when I was 36, I think, to my family. So when we got together, I was not out to them. I was out to friends here in New York because it was easy. It was, you know, it was a double life I was basically leading. I was one person when I went home and then one person here.
All the while, his parents were trying to find him the perfect match.
And, you know, my family, of course, like every South Asian family does, they would get approached with proposals and I had to generate a bio data. And I actually delayed that and procrastinated so much that my dad made one up. And I remember reading my hobbies and I was like, I don't do any of this. It was like reading and like basic stuff, like, you know, some stuff like likes Bollywood music. And I'm like, that's not a hobby.
I haven't seen that one. Jokes apart, there were serious consequences to this.
So it actually did cause a lot of problems within my immediate family because there were just so many excuses I could make.
For a while, Amit relied on medical school, then residency, always saying he was too busy to meet someone.
When I came out to my brother first, and I had just reached a boiling point where I felt like I couldn't function anymore, and it was really affecting our relationship too.
So one weekend, Amit and Martin flew back to Houston, where Amit's parents and brother's family lived. They were there to deliver the news.
I remember we drove from my brother's house, me and him, and we got there. And I just opened a bottle of wine and I started drinking. And even my mom was like, what's going on? And I was like, nah, I'm on vacation. I just want to have, you know, I just want to have like 5 glasses of wine.
Amit called for a family dinner. It would be just him, his brother, and his parents. He thinks his parents probably suspected something.
So I had, you know, of course, my mom's in the kitchen cooking like every busy mom, cooking up a storm. My dad was watching, you know, TV Asia or whatever. And then I don't know, my brother was sitting with my dad in the living room and I looked at him and he looked at me and I was like, all right, I got to do this.
And soon Amit found the words pouring out.
Everything that I thought about and had like this verbiage of what I was gonna say in my mind didn't happen. And I just started and I told them and I said, you know what, I'm gay and this is why I haven't gotten married. it doesn't change who I am. It doesn't change our family. It doesn't change our religion. It doesn't change anything. And then I said, I actually have someone in my life that I love very much and I'm going to marry. And I said, and he's here. His name is Martin. And
he's white. I think that was a bigger blow.
And then it was just quiet for like a few minutes. And then my dad spoke up first and he said, you know what? He's like, it's fine. And then I lost it even more. Because I still just remember him saying that, you know, it is what it is. We're family. And as long as we're together, he's like, I don't care what happens or what people say. And again, my mom was quiet the whole time. You know, she had, I remember that like 2 or 3 years before, she had gone to India and she had bought all of her clothes and jewelry that she was going to wear to my wedding. And then she thought that was never going to happen.
I take you as my husband today.
If you absolutely love our two grooms here, make some noise right now, please. That wasn't loud enough. There's a lot of noise in New York City. I want you to scream. I want you to bring the house down. 1, 2, 3.
The wedding did in fact happen, and Amit's mom got to wear her jewelry. Amit and Martin's wedding planner, Sonal Shah, saw them throughout the planning process.
And throughout the day, I found myself being so emotional because, you know, it's just a journey in general to find someone, fall in love with them, ask them to marry you. And there's, of course, undoubtedly challenges that come along. But for them, it's even a bigger challenge, which, you know, it kind of set in on the day of for me, especially.
Their wedding festivities officially began with the Sangeet, a music and dance party the night before the main wedding ceremony, with performances from the couple's friends and family.
The highlight was that my family put together a skit of how we met. You can imagine Hindu parents in this skit talking about how we met, and they were, and my dad and mom have never performed. My dad has never gotten up in front of a crowd like that to perform, and he was the one that was just so into it.
So let's start with the leader of the pack, who we all know is the grumpiest of all, our dad.
The two included family in all parts of their celebrations. Martin's great aunt officiated their Christian ceremony, and Amit's uncle was the priest for their Hindu wedding.
In terms of the Hindu ceremony, actually, a lot of our guests were saying that it didn't seem like we cut out anything, which was a compliment to, you know, my uncle, to the actual ceremony and the planning, because you would think that you would have to really drastically change it. But it actually was not. The only thing we took out was like the sindoor, the Mangalsutra, the kanyadan, which is the giving away of the bride, but everything else stayed the same.
The one thing they did change was the barat, or the groom's entrance.
Typically, the barat is the groom's side, ushering the groom to the wedding altar, and the bride's family and parents are waiting. So what we changed was that we would have dual horse barats, which that was a first for Sonal and for the city as well. And all of our guests would be in the barat.
Hold up. Is this the wedding of the year? Yeah! Is this the wedding of the decade? Yeah! Put your hands up high, get them up! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Come on!
Nearly 300 people filled the streets of New York, dancing and celebrating the couple.
I think it first hit me when the Barat procession was gathering and we walked into the lobby and it was an uproar. Like, people started clapping. They saw us walking into the lobby and then it was just flashes of cameras everywhere.
Amit and Martin even ended up trending on Twitter and Instagram as hundreds of passersby took photos, videos, and sometimes jumped in.
I want you to dance and just follow music. Dance this way, dance this way. Hey.
I don't think that either of us really understood the scale of it and didn't understand the scope of it. And until, like, for me, it hit me when I was on the horse.
Me too.
And I looked out and saw everyone, right, that, like, mattered to us and that loved us. And everybody was just so happy. And that's what I think when it really hit me that I just was like, oh, okay, this is, like, kind of bigger than us.
It was a moment they'll never forget.
There was an interfaith, interracial couple that was being celebrated in the streets of New York. I mean, that just speaks volumes, whether it's two men, two women, you know, it just shows everyone, especially in the age and the times that we live in right now, that needs to be stressed.
And looking back, they're pretty happy with how things turned out.
I mean, our wedding turned out pretty nice for two people. That
I think
never
so.
Had a,
I think it did. I think it turned out. I think it turned out really nice.
Amazing.
Both moms were happy.
Yeah. And all the old Indian uncles,
all the
and
old
aunties
Indian
were
aunties
happy.
Were happy. Food was good.
Yeah.
No one complained
we gave
about
some
food.
Chai, and
chai was good. So
all you can ask for.
Yeah.